Distant Mirror is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by listener members like you. Become a member at wwfm.org. Thank you. To Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Every week at this time, a full hour of music from the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. And we're going to be largely, if not entirely, in England for this hour. We're going to begin in just a moment with music of violins. Not music of violence, but music of violins. Dance music, dances, fantasies, popular tunes from Queen Elizabeth's violin band. That's Queen Elizabeth I. Parley of Instruments. In just a moment, we'll get us started on that. Then the Orlando Consort drop by with some 15th century. We'll go back one century to the 15th and hear sacred pieces from a time when English sacred music was known as music of the English manor. It was known on the continent as such. And then we're going to hear more from a CD we featured last week, and that is music of Anthony Holborn, consort music of Anthony Holborn, with Jordi Savall and Hesperian 21. Well, the violin seems to have been brought to England for the first time in the spring of 1540, when a group of Jewish-Italian string players arrived in London from Venice to enter the service of Henry VIII. The institution they founded proved to be remarkably stable and long-lived. Descendants of the original six musicians served until the Civil War in the 1640s. In James I's reign, the group was enlarged to become an orchestral violin band, and although it was disbanded during the Civil War, it was enlarged again in 1660 at the restoration of Charles II as the King's 24 Violins. This endured as a musical organization through the 18th and 19th centuries, and only finally disappeared from the royal household in about 1920 during the reign of George V. We're going to hear tonight music from the time of Queen Elizabeth I's reign. The main function of the violin consort at court seems to have been to accompany the daily dancing that apparently followed dinner. Queen Elizabeth was an enthusiastic and accomplished dancer. She told a French diplomat in 1598 that in her youth she danced very well and composed measures and music and had played them herself and danced them. And added that she learned in the Italian manner to dance high. The music is from the Arundel Part Books of about 1560, and for the most part, anonymous compositions. Here's Dances, Fantasias, and Popular Tunes for Queen Elizabeth's Violin Band from a CD called Music of Violins. The Parley of Instruments Renaissance Violin Consort is led by Peter Holman. Thank you. music of violins, dances, fantasias, and popular tunes for Queen Elizabeth I's violin band from the Arundel Part Books. Music for whole consorts, violin, viola, lute, virginals. That was performed by the Parley of Instruments Renaissance Violin Consort, led by Peter Holman. You're listening to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. And thank you for being a member of the global listening community that is the Classical Network. If you are not a member and would like to become one, that's very easy to do. What you do is you go to our website, wwfm.org. You click on donate/renew, and there you go. We're going to go back now from the 16th century to the 15th century. We're going to stay in England. And the 70 years of English sacred music that marked out the development of the so-called contenance anglaise, the English manner, valued especially for its suave melody, fluid rhythms, and systematic consonants. From its beginnings around 1420 through to the repertory of the Eton Choir Book towards the end of the 15th century, all of the pieces are extra liturgical in the sense that the texts were not part of the form of words laid down as essential by the service books. The sole function of such optional extras, known as votive antiphons, was to give special honor to their object of veneration, most commonly Mary. Significantly, almost all the most elaborate sacred music from 15th century England was for extra liturgical texts, which bears convincing witness to the value attached to them. We're going to hear two selections, first from John Dunstable, who's probably the earliest of these composers represented here and is also by far the most familiar, regarded by contemporary commentators as the prime mover towards this new style, the English manner. And then we're going to conclude with a piece by Walter Lamb, the youngest represented on this recording, who was employed at St. George's Chapel, Windsor, on and off from 1479 till 1504, and his piece Stella Cieli, which was a popular prayer for relief from plague. This was entered into the Eton Choir Book, quite the most opulent collection of Marian antiphons from 15th century England. So we begin with John Dunstable's Salve Schema and conclude with Walter Lamb's Stella Cieli. Here is the Orlando Consort.
Salve.
Two selections from a CD called The Call of the Phoenix, rare 15th century English church music from the time when English church music was known as music in the English manner. We heard two pieces. The first, Salve Schema by John Dunstable, who was probably the most famous composer who composed in this style, in fact has been credited with creating the style, and concluded later in the century from the Eton Choir book with Walter Lamb and his Marian Antiphon, Stella Caeli, the Orlando consort performing there on Distant Mirror here on the Classical Network and WWFM.org. So we're going from the 15th back to the 16th century, back to the reign of Elizabeth I for some consort music. Last week I featured a CD called The Tears of the Muses, a consort music of Anthony Holborn, and I promised that I would play more of it this week, and being a man of my word, I'll do that. These are Pavans, Galliards, Almonds from the 1599 collection of dance music by Anthony Holborn, which is the earliest printed edition of dance music to appear in England. We're going to hear several more selections on today's program. I'm sure you're going to recognize at least two of them. Here is Hesperion 21, directed by Jordi Savall. And you have heard more consort music by Anthony Holborn from a CD called The Tears of the Muses, Pavans, Galliards, and Almonds from his 1599 collection of dances. Hesperian 21, led by Jordi Savall. I'm sure you recognize the last two there, The Honeysuckle and The Fairy Round. You're listening to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. We have time for just one more quick one. So we're going to stay in England, make it a complete English program. And since we heard a few minutes ago music of John Dunstable, let's hear him again, this time a secular piece of his, O Rosa Bella. Here's the Musica Reservata of London performing. And we have concluded Distant Mirror this week with music of John Dunstable, making it an all-English program. John Dunstable, whose sacred piece we heard earlier, this time ending with one of his secular works, O Rosa Bella. His dates again, 1380 to 1453, a performance there by Musica Reservata of London. And thank you for listening to Distant Mirror. Help to support this program by becoming a member of the Classical Network at wwfm.org. Until next week at the same time, I've been your host, Alan Kelly. Salus et Vita.